This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian-installed authorities have ordered all residents of the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson to leave immediately ahead of an expected advance by Ukrainian troops. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a telegram post, the regional pro-Kremlin administration calls on civilians to use boat crossings over the Dnieper River to move deeper into Russian-held territory, citing a tense situation on the front and alleged terror attacks by Kyiv. Ukrainian units are waging a counter-offensive to recapture the occupied area. Kherson has been in Russian hands since the early days of the invasion in February. The city is the capital of a region of the same name, one of four Russian President Vladimir Putin illegally annexed last month. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds of thousands of people in central and western Ukraine woke up on Saturday to power outages and periodic bursts of gunfire as Ukrainian air defense tried to shoot down drones and incoming missiles. Russia has intensified its strikes on power stations, water supply systems, and other key infrastructure across the country, the latest phase of the war as it nears the eight-month mark. Ukraine's Air Force said in a statement Saturday that Russia had launched a massive missile attack targeting critical infrastructure hours after air raid sirens blared across the country. It said it had downed 18 out of 33 cruise missiles launched from air and sea. Hurricane Roslyn intensified to a powerful Category 4 storm on Saturday and was expected to keep strengthening as it churned toward tourist zones along Mexico's Pacific coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said landfall is expected by Sunday. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Some 80,000 people joined in a rally in Berlin on Saturday in solidarity with women-led protests in Iran, sparked by the death in custody of a young woman detained by Iran's morality police. Some marchers joined a rally called by a women's collective. They brandished slogans such as women, life, freedom. Some of those participants waved Kurdish flags. Iran has seen some 6 weeks of growing female-led protests, and Saturday, shopkeepers and factory workers went on strike as citizens continued to react angrily to the death in custody of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old woman arrested for allegedly breaching the country's strict dress code for women. The protests are the biggest seen in the Islamic public for years. The White House is encouraging borrowers to continue applying for student loan relief despite a court order that's temporarily blocked the plan. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the story.
Some 22 million borrowers have already applied for the relief, but the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ordered the Biden administration not to act on the loan forgiveness program while it considers an appeal from six Republican-led states to block it entirely. Still, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the temporary order does not prevent applications from being submitted or reviewed, and preparations will continue full speed ahead. The crucial question now is whether the issue will be resolved by January 1st, when payments on federal student loans are expected to restart. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, says Guinea's ruling junta has agreed to restore civilian rule in 2 years. The news came after Guinea faced sanctions over its original plan for a three-year transfer of power. West African leaders last month suspended Guinea from the bloc and imposed sanctions on a number of individuals following a military coup. The country's military leader said in an address broadcast on state television that the new timetable would take effect from January 1st of 2023. Australia and Japan have agreed to share sensitive intelligence and deepen defense cooperation on Saturday. They signed a security pact to counter China's military rise. Prime Ministers Fumio Kishida and Anthony Albanese signed the accord in the Western Australian city of Perth, revamping a 15-year-old accord drafted when the overriding concerns were terrorism and proliferation of weapons. Under the deal, the country's defense forces will train together in Northern Australia and expand cooperation in intelligence sharing and in defense. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.